Ukraine has been talking about this idea since last year. Is there any sign that any of the nations you mentioned are any closer to signing on to it?
It's hard to know, but Taylor thinks there are a couple of factors that are kind of new here and might make other countries rethink their approach. Russia recently pulled out of that grain deal that allowed Ukraine to ship its food through the Black Sea, and that's having ripple effects around the world. And then there was this attempted mutiny in Russia, you know, that short-lived uprising by Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner mercenaries. Taylor thinks that kind of damaged the image of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Take a listen.
He's not the big, strong, unimpeachable leader that he would like to make the case that he is. And so there is scope for nations as they evaluate where they come down on the Russia invasion against Ukraine, too. To think about this in a new way.
Taylor was actually in Ukraine last week, and that's kind of what he was hearing. So that's the hope of the Ukrainians. He was also saying that the mood was pretty grim on the military side because the counteroffensive is really bogged down. But they're more hopeful on the diplomatic side.